SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa ulo ng mga balita, inflation nakatakdang bumalik sa mababa sa 3% sa katapusan ng taon. Pinakamalakas na geomagnetic storm na nagdulot ng Aurora Australis na itala sa loob ng 2 dekada. At pagdami ng Chinese students sa Pilipinas, pinasisilip ng Bureau of Immigration. Sa detalye, inaasahan sa pagtaya ng federal budget na babalik ang inflation sa mababa sa 3% sa katapusan ng taon. Lumabas ito sa Treasury prediction sa budget na nakatakdang ihain bukas, Martes sa 13 ng Mayo. Sa panayam ng SBS News kay Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers, hindi nila anya maiimpluwensya ng Reserve Bank of Australia upang pababain ang inflation, pero asahan anyang maglalagak ng bilyong dolyar para sa ayuda sa mga mamamayan.
If I don't tell the Reserve Bank how to do its job and they don't tell me how to do mine. I take responsibility for a budget which puts downward pressure on inflation rather than upward pressure on inflation. Whether it's the way we've got the budget in much better nick, whether it's the way we're providing this cost of living help, the budget will be part of the solution when it comes to inflation rather than part of the problem.
Dagdag din ang Tresurero na may nakalaang budget din para matugunan naman ang issue ng domestic violence.
That's part of a much bigger investment in the budget. I think from memory more than $3 billion in the budget for this really important area. But we know that it's never enough while women are still unsafe in our community. You know, we want people to be able to make the right decisions for their safety. We want to support those choices. We want to fund the services and the assistance that people need. But for as long as women still aren't safe in our community, we know there's more work to do.
Sa budget pa din, ibinida ni Health Minister Mark Butler ang $227 million package na pondo para sa dagdag na urgent care clinics para mabawasan ang pressure sa dami ng pasyente sa mga hospital emergency department. Pero sa panayam ng Radio 2GB, sinabi ni Nicole Higgins, Pangulo ng Royal Australian College of GPs, na bagaman malaking bagay ang dagdag na mga klinika, kulang pa niya ito para matugunan ang kailangan ng mga pasyente.
This is window dressing to the real problem, which is funding chronic disease and mental health, which are the commonest problems that we see in general practice. We want to keep people out of hospitals and expensive urgent care centers.
Giit naman ni Minister Butler na hindi nito isinasantabi ang mga GP, kundi dagdag tulong lang anya sakaling hindi nila ma-access ang mga doktor. Sa iba pang balita, pinakamalakas na geomagnetic storm sa loob ng 2 dekada ang nagdulot ng Aurora Australis na nakita sa iba't ibang bahagi ng Australia. Ito ang pahayag ng Bureau of Meteorology at ipiniliwanag ng manager ng Australian Space Weather Forecasting Center nito na si Kate Brand kung bakit ito nangyari.
The sun has been really active. There's been a number of coronal mass ejections, or CMEs, which are essentially clouds of charged particles and magnetic field. We actually had a very large geomagnetic storm, which is still continuing now but has decreased. So we reached, on the planetary scale, a G5 geomagnetic storm. And to put it into perspective, a G5 geomagnetic storm hasn't occurred since October 2003, so over 20 years.
Balita naman sa Pilipinas na nawagan ng Bureau of Immigration na silipin ng Interagency Committee ang dumadaming bilang ng mga Chinese students sa Pilipinas. Sa ulat ng ABS-CBN News, bago ito anya, nauna nang magkaroon ng mungkahing imbestigahan ng Kongreso ang dumadaming bilang ng mga Chinese students sa Tuguegarao. Ayon sa tala, aabot sa mahigit 1,500 Chinese ang nabigyan ng student visas sa Cagayan. Panalo sa Eurovision Song Contest ang 24 anyos na si Nemo mula Switzerland na inawit ang kantang The Code. Ibig sabihin nito, gaganapin ang susunod na Eurovision 2025 sa Switzerland kung saan unang ginanap ang kompetisyon noong 1956. Nagdibang naman ang mga sumuporta kay Nemo.
I have no words. It feels like I'm in a dream. I just wait someone to come and pinch me. doesn't feel real at all.
We broke the code.
It's incredible. I have the same situation 3 years ago, and now it works. It works. It comes home. The Eurovision comes home where it started.
Samantala, sa palitan ng salapi mula sa Bangko Sentral ng Pilipinas ang isang US dollar, may papalit sa 57.38 pesos. Habang isang Australian dollar naman, katumbas ng 37.98 pesos. Ayon naman sa Reserve Bank of Australia, ang isang Australian dollar, katumbas ng 66 US cents. Sa lagay ng panahon, bahagyang maulap sa Perth na may temperaturang 28 degrees. Maging sa Adelaide at 19, gayon din sa Melbourne at 20. Sa Hobart, may manakanakang pag-ulan at 18, maaraw naman sa Canberra at 19. May mga pag-ulan naman sa Sydney at 22, sa Brisbane maaraw at 25, pati na sa Darwin at 33 degrees. At yan mga balita sa oras na ito. Ako ang inyong lingkod, TJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.